see the chair of the Sligo Strandhill Municipal District gets to attend events all the time, has the benefit of City Hall and the Mayor's Parlour, and, you know, is able to hold functions and events there, whereas our area seems to be the poor relation. And I called on my four colleagues and they all agreed that our area does not get the respect that it deserves. And that respect has to come from the Cathaoirleach of the council, and it has to be done in a way that all areas should be treated equal. And this is back to the old borough districts and the fact that they were treated differently. But we see other councils where the chair, and you had the example earlier this week of Manor Hamilton area electing their new chair, and in Leitrim the three areas are treated equally. Whereas, unfortunately, in our county, it seems to be a case that we're treated differently. Now, I do appreciate that Sligo is the commercial, Sligo Town is the commercial capital of the county, and the funding does have to go to projects in town. But certainly, we really do need equality for all areas. And unfortunately, I didn't get it changed in my year as Cathaoirleach of Sligo Drumcliff. And I would hope that this year it would change, that I started by raising the issues as they were occurring. But hopefully it will change this year and next year as the years go on. We've adopted a very fair system in our area. And I would say I was the first to propose it last year after the election, that each of the five councillors will get an opportunity to have the chair. And hopefully this is the way that it'll pan out over the next 4 years, that each one gets their turn, but that the area gets treated with a little bit more respect. And it's the people of our area deserve as much respect. Our voters are equal to the voters anywhere else. You know, you have people who think there should be a double mandate in some areas, and really, I just can't agree with that. I think it's equality for all.
And do you really feel that the buck ultimately stops with whoever is the Cathaoirleach of Sligo County Council?
Yes, I think over future years we have to ensure that the Cathaoirleach each year is told and the procedures are put in place that under no... And like, to be fair, you know, there were events that were held where invitations came in to the Cathaoirleach who was unavailable. And the chair of the Sligo Strandhill area was asked as mayor to attend events in our area. And I was as good as told when I raised this issue with the Cathaoirleach that, who would want the chair of the Sligo Drumcliff Municipal District? Sure, that means nothing.